Broads on Blades at Cash America's CZOI 8. Thursday, March 24th at Fort Worth Convention Center. Get your tickets now at theticket.com. Brought to you by Autoflex Leasing and Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
Couple of things here to advise you of. First of all, the Mavericks postgame show is coming up tonight. It'll be hosted by Ben and Skin and the old number 7 club in the AAC following every Mavericks home game. They take on New Orleans over there tonight, and Ben and Skin will be in the old number 7 club immediately after the game. Also, petty theft in action in crazy Fort Worth Saturday night at the Moon Bar over on Berry. An early week heads up on that. Right now, time to stop down for a little bit of
entertainment news for you.
And this is brought to you by Bob Thomas Ford. So, let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality who found out once again this weekend that he ain't what he once was. Here's Cobra.
What do pterodactyls eat, Dad?
The 77th Annual Academy Awards were last night. I sat through all 3 hours of it.
Mike sat through all 77.
Was this the best one?
Yeah, was this the best one out of all 77, Mike?
No, I don't know. I haven't sat through all 77. You know, as they go, I guess it was okay.
Whatever.
I enjoyed the evening last night. I thought it was well done, except for the songs, which we'll get into
later. Now, I did watch some of the Oscar pregame.
On E?
Yeah.
Why do you do that?
Why not?
Man, that Star Jones is so nothing.
I know.
Ooh, you look great. What are you wearing?
It's, you know.
You know, and I know all the stars ever say is thank you. Ooh. Thank you. Oh, it's so nice to see you.
You know, I know she's lost a lot of weight, but she's still not thin enough to wear some of the stuff she wears.
Especially that back fat dress she had on last night.
Well, she did have some back fat, didn't she?
Almighty.
Who thinks she's talented? You know?
But then again, how talented do you have to be to stand there?
To go kiss the ass of every celebrity that walks by? Oh, you're so wonderful.
Anybody can do that.
You're so great.
Oh, you look wonderful in your Oscar de la Renta or whatever.
Yeah.
Ed Sullivan could have done that.
Yeah, he could have. He'd have been a great red carpet guy. Well, you know who used to do it? That Army Archer. That guy with nothing.
I don't remember that.
Is he still alive?
I don't know.
The guy that's the columnist for Daily Variety.
Did he fire Joan Rivers and her daughter?
No, they do the TV Guide network.
Mm-hmm. I haven't even heard of that.
Yeah, it's a new network. TV Guide network.
They got pulled away. I'm saying, wouldn't they want to stay at E? Isn't that?
I don't think. Did they do E at one time?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, yeah. Well,
no, they have their own deal now on the TV Guide network.
Well, they suck, too. There should be no pregame show.
What are you going to do then?
Nothing.
Which one are you going to watch?
Nothing.
Isn't it a lot better now than in the old days when you didn't have that? You never knew. You never saw anything. I mean, I like it better now.
I do, too. There's nothing wrong with watching that stuff.
And put yourself, you know, what if we sent you out there and you had that job? What could you do different to make it better? And I'm not taking up for Star Jones, but what could you do different, seriously?
Oh, I don't know.
He'd ask Leo DiCaprio about his chronic diarrhea problem. That's what
we
get.
Now, you know what? The overcusser would be great.
Right, because it happens to every one of us.
But you know how long, you know, the first Annette Bening,
if she jars her BM.
They won't talk to you. I mean, if you go up there.
So you're saying let's say Chris Rock was down there, no one will go talk to him, and he's just making fun of them and stuff to their face?
Well, Chris Rock is one of them.
And throwing barbs
Chris
back
Rock
and forth?
Is one of them. I'm talking about just a regular Star Jones, whomever they put out there. John Tesh doesn't do it anymore. That other Frankenstein-looking guy on Entertainment Tonight.
I think he's
you know, if you're an outsider, you got to kiss their ass. That's why they'll talk to Star Jones, because she's not an outsider. They know she will. They know that they're not going to get hit with anything crazy.
I mean, they want to walk in there.
Nobody's going to talk to them about jarring their BM and stuff.
Or if they've got diarrhea.
Diarrhea. Well, anyway.
What gets me is how like Star Jones was dressed up like she's one of them. And did you see that Mike flag on E? Look at that. Look at that Mike flag.
Oh, with all the bling.
It's got like rhinestones on it. It looks like it fell out of Puff Daddy's ear.
And she kept commenting on, look at my microphone with all the bling on it. No. They're like, yeah, that's great, Star.
Don't act black.
Why don't you
for convenience.
Wear a dress that fits, you fat bitch.
Wow.
God.
Good God.
I said she had back fat, but I didn't call her a fat bitch.
Wow.
Everybody just take two steps back and shut up. Thank you. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to go over the winners here, the big winners. Then we're going to cover Chris Rock in the next segment, and then the various sundry randomoid Oscar tidbits at 5:10.
Well, I've got two HSOs, and I intend to get them both in.
You will. We'll have plenty of time.
Damn right I will.
If you have to shoehorn them.
It doesn't matter. I'm getting these in. I'm getting these in no matter what.
The big winner last night.
If you don't bring it up, it will be shoehorned.
The big winner last night was Million Dollar Baby.
That's my first HSO.
Well deserved. Four Oscars for Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actress, and Best Supporting Actor.
Oh, I'm so glad that sucky aviator got shut out.
It really didn't.
He won five.
It didn't win anything good.
No, it didn't. It didn't. But I was really happy to see Million Dollar Baby do as well as it did, because that is...
It's the best movie I saw.
That's a great, great movie.
You knew for a fact that they weren't going to pick Sideways. That didn't have a snowball's chance.
And it shouldn't have.
But it was between The Aviator and Million Dollar Baby.
And I'm glad that... I haven't seen Million Dollar Baby yet. I will. But I'm glad that won and not The Spariator.
All right, I have a question that I'm going to shoehorn in. Don Cheadle's wife, white or black?
That's random.
I didn't see her, but I don't know.
Just check your
email.
I'm going
to go white.
Jamie Foxx's baby's mama, white or black? You saw how light-skinned that kiddo was, and Jamie mm-hmm. Foxx's dark-skinned brother.
Mm-hmm.
She must be a milky white prize.
Well, yeah. Justice was done, because Red finally won him a Academy Award.
Is it not? Okay, I had no idea that he didn't win for Driving Miss Daisy.
No.
Who the hell beat him? Who could have beaten Hoke's performance in Driving Miss Daisy?
Well, what about Red? He wasn't even nominated for that.
For Shawshank?
He wasn't even nominated.
Did you see Driving Miss Daisy?
No.
Good.
God, what a great
God,
movie.
Man. You would love that movie. You would absolutely love it.
I mean, you know why I didn't see it?
That is one of my favorite movies of all time.
You know why I didn't see it?
Why?
Because a long time ago, a stage production came of it through here. And I used to listen to Cliff a lot back then. And I was so beaten down by the commercials for that stage production that Cliff used to play that there was no way I was going to see that play. There was no way I was going to see that movie.
Well, three terrific performances in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Dan Aykroyd.
Aykroyd was great. Jessica Tandy and Morgan Freeman.
But Morgan Freeman in Shawshank was unbelievable. But you know what? He was as good in Million Dollar Baby.
You know what?
He's good in anything he does.
It's like Clint Eastwood said at the Golden Globes, he is flat out the best actor that we have. I agree. I think Morgan Freeman is the best actor in Hollywood. I do.
Careful.
No.
Careful.
Keep them coming. Fire them at me.
Sean Penn?
No. No.
Oh, yeah?
Especially not after last night.
We'll get to that.
Freaking douche.
Whoa.
He's a good actor, doesn't it?
Right. I'm out
all right.
On him.
Everybody.
Take two steps back. Two steps.
Okay, thank you.
All right, now, Ryan, you saw Million Dollar Baby, right?
No.
You haven't?
I haven't seen it yet.
Damn it, I thought you'd seen that. But you saw Ray, right?
Saw what?
Ray.
Yeah, I saw Ray.
Did you see Saw?
Stupid. Keep going.
Okay, everybody, right now, back two.
I want to take three after that.
You might want to just quit after that idiocy.
All right, so what was your question about that?
No, I was going to get... Have you seen Ray yet?
No.
Anybody seen here besides Ron? Well, mm-hmm. I wanted to know if Jamie Foxx's performance was better than Clint Eastwood, because I thought Clint Eastwood...
Grego, it had to have been. After the rave reviews that he got...
There is no way Clint Eastwood could be better than that.
There's not.
Girl.
There's really no way. There's absolutely no way. I think Clint Eastwood probably finished fourth in that race.
Behind
who? I think that movie was so good, though, that they had to give him, that everybody else was nominated. He was nominated as a director, that he almost had to get nominated as an actor. Not that he didn't do a bad job, but I bet you Johnny Depp was probably ahead of him. Leonardo DiCaprio was probably ahead of him, and so was, what's his fart, who won?
Who was the
Jamie Foxx. It was some, I don't remember, Javier Bardem or something like that.
What?
I don't know, Danny, you look it up. Who was the fifth guy?
Hey,
say, what?
Hey,
you know what
hey,
talking about.
Bill, what? You are E-News. What? You should have already had it all printed out, big fella.
What?
Ron, give the command.
Big fella.
No, let him go.
No, give the command.
Don't
no,
tell
no,
me to look it up because you
I'm letting him go.
Johnny, research it.
Do
big
something.
Tool.
Do something.
It's because you're hungover from Vegas.
Type.
And boy, he is,
no
too.
No kidding. He looks like crap. Smells like booze and vinegar.
Booze and vinegar.
Barley and yeast.
Right.
Booze and vinegar.
Right.
By the way, did you see Clint Eastwood's mom?
Not bad.
Yep.
96.
Wow.
Still kicking, man. I thought that was so cool.
It was great.
Can't say I wouldn't.
Hillary Swank, awesome. Looked hot, too.
I think she is so hot.
You know, I don't...
Yeah, but, man, there is some horse face of a very high
order
working there.
You know what? I knew somebody was going to come in here to do that today and say that. And I'm armed with something. You know what? Sometimes horse face is not bad.
I know.
Didn't say that.
Sometimes it's not bad.
I didn't say she was tore up.
You just
you
have
can't
to
tell
look
me
out
that she's
it.
Not absolutely gorgeous. And what a body.
I didn't say she was tore up. I just said that it's there. You have to be aware of it.
I don't know if it's more horse face or giant teeth.
Well, they go hand in hand.
Yeah, a lot of the same thing. But she does have some giant teeth.
I mean, she doesn't look like Baba Booey or anything, but she's definitely got a case of man head.
She's pretty.
I think she's absolutely gorgeous. She got great eyes.
Yeah, she's just a pretty lady.
Unbelievable body. But you know all that buffed up body? She's lost all that.
Yeah, well, I mean, they
well,
probably
good.
Shot
she looks
that.
Like a normal girl again.
Actually, you know,
I thought she looked good in the movie.
You know how, like, Lord of the Rings and probably The Aviator took 9 years to film? They shot Million Dollar Baby in 37 days.
Wow.
37 days, movie done. 1 month, done.
37
oh,
days.
Oh, my God.
But it hadn't made a lot of money now.
Oh, it will.
But it probably took, yeah, it will when the DVDs.
No, it'll make out. It now. Now. Now that it's won every award.
Yeah, it's still out, isn't
see it?
It?
Yeah, it's still, it'll be in mass release this week. And everyone, you'll probably go see it, won't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I probably will.
Well, you need to see that, Ron. You really do.
Danny, you'll pay to go see it, won't you?
Yes, because sir.
I guarantee you, Ron, you're sitting over there saying...
Hey, Corby.
It's just
shut
another
up.
Boxing
gotta
movie.
Go.
No, I'm not
it's
saying that.
Not.
I'm not,
not
saying
a boxing
that.
Movie.
I want to go see it. I mean, if nothing else, we'll go see it in Phoenix in a couple weeks.
All right, let's do that. Well, I'd love to see it again.
How about I love that Alice Cooper song, too, of the same name.
Danny did... Cate Blanchett
That's
do a good
billion
job.
Billion-dollar babies.
And you need to take a step back now.
You do, man. Matter of fact, Ron, take your shoes off and go back two steps.
What's your question, Snake Pants?
Did Cate Blanchett do a good job?
Yes, she did a fabulous job.
As what's her face?
She was the only good thing in that movie.
Who did she play?
Howard Hughes' gun
mall. Catherine Hepburn.
Catherine Hepburn, right.
Was she good, or was it just like a send-up, like
she was
a caricature?
No, she was very good.
I find her very unattractive.
Me too.
Very.
You do?
She's too scrawny.
Just really weird.
There were a lot of skinny girls there last night.
Yes, the waif look is back in. That's not a good thing.
All right, let's get into Chris Rock.
And by the way, what's the deal with Jamie Foxx's head tattoo?
He's got a movie coming up. That
they required a tattoo?
Well, it's...
Is he going to get it removed?
Yeah, it's removable.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's not permanent.
Huh. They got removable tattoos now?
Yeah, ones that'll last for a month or something, or a couple months.
Well, why didn't he have it removed for his biggest night of the year?
Because he's filming
walks
it.
Up there
probably
with
doesn't
big
come
tattoo
off.
Head.
He's filming it. And he had the same thing at the Golden Globes.
Then
nothing you can do. It's like,
he, once you put it on, it doesn't come off.
Why didn't he wear a bucket on his head, then like Spike Lee did?
Remember when Tommy Lee Jones won for The Fugitive, I think? Or maybe it was the next year, but whatever. He was filming Ty Cobb, and his head was shaved. And he had the Bob Newhart hair. And he walked out like that, and he was like, it's for a film, leave me alone. Because everybody's laughing at him when he came out.
All right, Chris Rock?
Yes.
Into him next.